Hey everyone, Aludra the Mage here, digging up the info you need to get more non-combat pets. That's right folks, I said digging. Did you know that archaeology, that oh-so-super-fun profession that we all do on a daily basis, can reward us with pets? Oh come on guys, I'm a mage. 30-minute dungeon queues on a good day? Now, we all know how archaeology works, right? You go fly around looking for spawn points and dig up some junk that's typically Night Elf for artifacts. Once you have enough artifacts, you can solve your item and vendor that lovely gray item you just worked your butt off for. See why it's better than fishing yet? No, neither. Since the item we're actually solving for is entirely out of our control, you have to wait for one of the pets to pop. The best we can do is pick a fossil type and farm it specifically in the hopes that we'll get one of those rare pet drops. Yeah, that usually means we still have to get rid of all those Night Elf spawns. So today, in the spirit of exploration and digging up fun stuff, we're going to look at fossil archaeology, aka that archaeology type without the keystones. When Cataclysm launched, the only pet in fossil archaeology was the fossilized hatchling. But in 4.1, fossil archaeology expanded to include the pterodactyl hatchling. What's cool about these guys is that they're both dinosaurs. The difference between them is one's dead and one's alive. I'll let you figure out from their names which one's which. Is it wrong that I think the bones are more normal than the actual live animal that you hatch from a billion-year-old fossil egg? If you like this segment, or want to tell me how awesome I am, you can find me on Twitter at aludra_AIE. You can also email me at aludrathemage@gmail.com.